If we're to believe today's behavioral researchers, extramarital affairs are more common now than ever before. People who ought to know better, such as ministers, physicians, and politicians, are risking marriages, careers, and their children for dalliances of one sort or another. And what happens to those who leave the straight life to chase after exciting new lovers? Well, I've watched such people over the years, and what I've observed is that they eventually have to establish another straight life. The grass is greener on the other side of the fence, but it still has to be mowed. Folks have to get back to work, to cooking and cleaning and earning a living. Nor can the romantic thrill last forever. Personal flaws and irritants show up, much like those in a former husband or wife. And guess what? The straight life begins to feel confining again. Then what does that trapped individual do? Some of them hopscotch from one straight life to another in a vain search for something indescribable, something they never seem to find. Lying in their wake are former spouses who feel rejected, bitter, and unloved. They produce vulnerable little children who wonder why daddy doesn't live here anymore and why mommy cries all the time. Soaps and sitcoms on television tell us every day that infidelity is a marvelous game for two. It sure does look like fun, but when adultery has run its natural course, it only brings pain and disillusionment.
To hear more, visit our broadcast page at drjamesdobson.org.